The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, a couple of little thoughts from the readings this morning. And I sometimes wonder when you listen, does any particular line in any of the readings impact on you, or what struck you? Or, and one of the lines that struck me was the response to the psalm this morning. Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope. You know, when you pray that from the heart, keep me safe, O God. You are my hope. Isn't that a beautiful now, I might call, mantra for today in the midst of this pandemic? Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. Keep me safe. O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Well, you know, who guides me, who is always before me, who is with him at my right hand. I shall not be disturbed. Listen to the words. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. And then we come to the gospel this morning. And the gospel, the translation of that word is the good news, the good news. And how often we have turned our whole faith into bad news. And we concentrate totally on sin and condemnation and going to hell. And Jesus spent his life telling you the good news, that the gospel, good news. And away do we give the impression as we go about our daily lives, do we give the impression that we are bearers of good news and that we believe the good news, that we believe that, as Jesus says in the gospel this morning, that Jesus lives within us. Jesus is with me every moment of my life. He's always there. Do we believe that? Do we go around happy and with a smile on our face? And it doesn't mean that everything is going absolutely marvelous in our lives. But if we have this fundamental belief deep in our hearts, well, in the end, I know that God will take care of me. I'm trying to remember who said, I think it was St. Irenaeus, way back, who said that the glory of God is a human being fully alive. The glory of God is a human being fully alive. And so I have to look at myself. And am I somebody, when you look at me, do I show signs of joy that I actually really believe God loves me? And we need to look into our own hearts. And I keep saying to you, faith is about relationship, as Jesus says in the gospel this morning. The love between Father and Son I share with you. The same identical love. Just as the Father loves me, I love you. How beautiful is that? Absolutely beautiful words. You know, this part of the Gospel of John, his last discourse to his disciples and apostles. How beautiful is that? Just as the Father loves me, I love you. And so, I ask you today, do you really believe that? Because that is our faith. Not believing that God exists, but that God is for me, more than I am for myself. Beautiful, beautiful words.